Andrew Short, what? Oh. Andrew Short, Red Bull, Honda Red Bull Racing, second place today. First time at Paula. Talk about your day.
The day went decent for me. I felt good. I enjoyed the track compared to Glen Helen. I was never a big fan of that place, and this place seems to suit me a little better.
But hold on. The riders I talked to say still square edgy, still like Glen Helen, very much like Glen Helen, but you say no.
Yeah, I just feel more comfortable here. I didn't feel so comfortable on the hills, and it just seemed dangerous to me. And I have too much thinking, and when that happens, you shouldn't be on a bike, and that's kind of where I was at.
Okay.
And I always had bad luck there. My bike broke a couple times every year, but yeah, so I enjoyed it. Felt good. It was good to get some momentum the last, since Washougal. I've really been struggling. I had some, I broke my toe. I crashed in here and there and wasn't riding. And so I finally feel like I was able to feel somewhat healthy. I just haven't been riding as much. So it was good to rebound and get some momentum going before donations.
Right. Now, big battle today. You and Metcalf going for second in the points. He got it. Disappointing or like, what's your thoughts on that? Bummed out?
It is, but it seems like that's how my whole season's been. I've been fighting an uphill battle from the beginning, and I've had some crazy stuff happen to me. I mean, there's been two or three races that just been a wash.
Mm-hmm.
And to still be able to finish third in points with all that happening is still a big accomplishment. Just a rough series.
Right.
And I just, I'm proud that I never gave up. I always kept going to the races and giving it my best. And that's all I can do, and I hope the team recognizes that and appreciates it as well.
While your man friend, Paul Lindsay, you got third in a series, 8 out of your 9 450 series you've gotten in the top three. The only one you didn't was this year in Supercross when you went out with an injury. So, all things considered, solid.
Yeah, every year at the beginning, there's always a list of guys that are going to finish 1, 2, 3, and I'm like number 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, I'm always there if I don't get hurt, And I think that's the same case for everybody. Am I better than Chad Reed? I don't know. He's beat me more consistently, but he had his, rough luck,
He's a better Twitterer than you.
That's for sure. I enjoy that. So, I'm always there. I'm consistent. That's my strengths. My weakness is it's hard for me to win, to step up and get outside my comfort zone. So those are things I battle, and those are things that I want to accomplish in the future. And it's always just really tough for me, but I can never give up. And as soon as I do, I don't even line up on that gate anymore. So I think I have a lot of strengths, though. I'm always there. I'm always consistent and always up front.
How much the Motocross of Nations was huge for you? You're super pumped to be going and all that. And did that come into your play at all as far as backing it down or not hurting your – you know what I mean? Like you just stay safe for the Diz Nations. Is that something at all that came in?
Yeah, no, not at all. But it seemed like right around that time is when I – was getting hurt a lot and just having nagging injuries where I haven't been able to ride for months, So that's really tough because I know I need to be at my best and I need to represent the country the best. And if I'm not the right person, then I don't need to be there. But I feel like I've earned it this year. And, I'm pretty confident that I can have a good showing on that track and in that atmosphere.
Will you give me a pass?
I have, enough for my family. That's it.
Last question, where are you riding next year? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I have no idea. It's been a dream come true to ride for Honda for as long as I have. I think they want to keep me. I don't know if it's all going to work out. They have a lot of things on their side. For me, I'm just really fortunate to get paid to ride motorcycles and hope that it continues in the future.
So there's no talks going on really right now at all with anybody, or is there?
No, there is.
Getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I basically have two places that I really want to be at.
Okay.
And I think those two places have interest in me right now, and I think it's going to, it's like we're just waiting, and it's all going to happen really quick.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long we're going to be waiting, but when it does happen, it will. And, it's just frustrating. I've never been in this situation before. The first time I signed with Honda, it was like Supercross time, and I had a whole outdoor series, still to race for a previous company. So it's weird, and just signing the times. And like I said, I know I'm very fortunate to get paid to race a motorcycle. Really cool one. Race for all these fans and be here and hang out. It's a dream come true for me.
That's a cliche, but I think in your case, you really believe it and you're pumped on it, right?
Yeah, I love
A lot of guys say stuff, but you mean it.
Yeah, no, I love motor. I'm like the guy that sits in the garage and, tinkers with my bike or goes trail riding, or, you know, I just love dirt bikes, and I don't, maybe some people don't do that, it turns into a job, but when the checks quit rolling in, I'm still going to be out trail riding and motoring at my house, and, you know, there's a long list of things I want to do when I get done getting paid racing. I want to go ride in the mountains in Colorado and just stuff like that that I don't really get the opportunity to do right now.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.